The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Following his military intervention in Venezuela, U.S. President Donald Trump has turned his sights to other potential targets, one of which has previously come onto his radar, and that is Greenland. The Danish territory is home already to a U.S. Space Force base, but Trump has restated his desire to now fully take the country. In a moment, we'll speak to Mogens Lykketoft, a former Danish foreign minister and former president of the UN General Assembly. But first, this was the exchange that Trump had aboard Air Force One with reporters on Sunday about Greenland, and the chuckles that you hear in this clip are from Senator Lindsey Graham and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
And on Greenland,
we're Greenland now?
Yeah,
on Greenland.
How did we come up to Greenland?
So, do you expect to take an action against Greenland?
Well, I don't want to talk about Greenland. Let's talk about Venezuela, Russia, Ukraine. We'll worry about Greenland in about 2 months. Let's talk about Greenland in 20 days.
On Venezuela, we talk so much about energy.
By the way, I will say this about Greenland. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Right now, Greenland is covered with Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you. You know what Denmark did recently to boost up security in Greenland? They added one more dog sled. It's true. They thought that was a great move.
What would the justification be for a claim to Greenland? What would the justification
be? Oh, I don't want to talk about Greenland now. I just say this. We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security. And the European Union needs us to have it. And they know that.
And that's Donald Trump aboard Air Force One. On the line now, former Danish Foreign Minister Mogens Lykketoft. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, what do you make of that exchange? I mean, it doesn't sound like Donald Trump is a very serious man.
It's very, very frightening. And it's built on a pile of lies about the situation in Greenland. I mean, there are not a lot of Russian and Chinese ships around. There is not only a Danish new slate, but a huge investment, billions of Danish kroner, in Arctic rearmament to contribute together with the United States to the defense of Greenland. The whole idea of taking over Greenland is horrendous. It's against any international law, but that doesn't matter for Trump, you understand. Also from the action in Venezuela, but it is also a very, very dangerous intervention against a NATO country, a NATO ally, which is supported by the whole European Union.
Now, what do you make, though, of Donald Trump literally laughing at your country?
Yeah, that's, of course, horrendous also that he speaks about an allied country like that, but I mean the most frightening thing about this takeover rhetoric is that Greenland is a self-ruling entity within the Kingdom of Denmark. There is an elected government. There was local elections recently where 80% of the population voted for parties that don't want to be part of the United States of America. So it will be a bland violation of any democratic process if the United States in any way would take over Greenland. I actually don't understand how they will do it. They can do it militarily. Of course, we have no big troop contingent there. But that would be very, very border-breaking action in the relations between the United States and Europe.
Now, the Deputy Chief of Staff in the White House, Stephen Miller, who's a very strident man on many subjects, questioned what right Denmark actually had over the autonomous island territory, saying nobody's going to fight the United States militarily over the future of Greenland. And he does have a point, does he not? I mean, if the United States were to use some sort of huge military force to take over Greenland, nobody, no one in the EU, nobody across Europe would raise a finger against Trump.
I don't think there will be any military conflict with Europe because of that. I mean, the presence of Danish military and police in Greenland is in scores, not in hundreds. So there is no possibility whatsoever to fight against an American military invasion in Greenland. But this is about the basic relations between Europe and United States. And the idea that Denmark has no right to be in Greenland is wrong. We had it as a colony, rather benevolent colonial power we were, but we had it as a colony, but it was becoming in 1953 a part of the Kingdom of Denmark with representatives in the Danish Parliament, and later on we have evolved on two steps the self-rule of Greenland within the community of the Kingdom of Denmark. So there's no question at all to raise in any international gathering or court about the realities on sovereignty in Greenland.
When you have someone like Donald Trump who doesn't seem to adhere in any way to international law, he does what he likes. And again, Stephen Miller argued that under what he called the Trump Doctrine, the U.S. will use its military unapologetically to secure U.S. interests, which he said were synonymous with the future of the free world.
Well, you have to understand that militarily, Greenland and Denmark, United States and Denmark, have been on a common course of defending Greenland and having military presence in Greenland. There's no limitations at all for America to increase its military presence on the island because we have a treaty back from World War II where America took over protection of Greenland during the Nazi occupation of Denmark. We have military bases from UN, only one now, but they can extend that if they want. And they can, by the way, also, according to the rules in Greenland, explore minerals if they want that. That's not the limitation. There's no reason about national security for the United States of America to take over the sovereignty of Greenland.
So what do you believe is his real motive?
It's real. First of all, a megalomaniac idea of changing the color of a huge area on the globe to the colors of the UN, of the United States. That's what it's all about. It's megalomaniac madness, creating huge, huge tensions, not only between Denmark and United States, but between Europe and the United States.
So it's not really about minerals. It's not really about security. It's simply about Trump being able to say, we took over Greenland. It's now America. It's territorial.
Yeah, that's a territorial expansion bigger than any former territorial expansion of the United States. That has been heard as an argument already, that most of it is ice cap. That's an area that's only populated by 57,000 people. Is another thing. But the color of the globe, the color of the map, is the driving idea of this campaign against the Kingdom of Denmark.
Now, as you pointed out already, Greenland would be seen to be within the sphere of interest of the United States, indeed under its protection at the moment. So this is really about optics. It's not really about anything that would change dramatically in Greenland if the United States expanded its presence in Greenland. It would just Trump being able to say, I own Greenland.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What is to be done then to stop this man?
Well, we don't know if we can stop him. We can hope that there are clever forces inside the United Nation, inside the United States, in Congress, in the Supreme Court, that will stop him. It will need some kind of legislative activity to annex the island of Greenland. We can hope that Europe will stand very, very stubborn with us. We had luckily the visit of President Macron of France in Greenland some months ago. I hope many more European leaders will stand up and hopefully also come up to Greenland, be present, send representatives, consuls, whatever, to underline their full support of Greenland as a part of Denmark.
Now, the justification that Stephen Miller advanced for the action they took in Venezuela was as follows. We're not going to let tin pot communist dictators send rapists into our country, send drugs into our country, send weapons into our country, and we're not going to let a country fall into the hands of adversaries. That's the logic. Nothing to do with the rule of law, nothing to do with you know, the fact that most of those charges are untrue, and the weapons that come into America almost inevitably have been manufactured in America.
Yeah. But to me, these are madmen creating huge instability on the globe as such. Very, very dangerous. And the most important weapon we have is a unity among European countries to stand up against these madmen everywhere where they break the rules of international cooperation.
Finally, I should ask you about the UN and what the UN can do. As you know, Trump disparages the UN at every opportunity, and him and his fellow lawbreaker Netanyahu in Israel just don't pay any account, any attention to any motions passed by the General Assembly. And indeed, with a veto on the Security Council, America does not pay any heed to its decisions either.
Right. I mean, the United Nations can make a resolution with a huge majority in the General Assembly, but without any real effect on the situation in Greenland because of the attitude Trump has against anything United Nations is doing, and he's breaking down the whole system of the United Nations, both politically and economically at the moment. But anyway, I think what happens in the United Nations is important anyway in the longer perspective, because what USA is doing now is to waging war economically or politically or militarily against nearly any other country in this world. And we will see, I think, also expressed in the United Nations, an increased common reaction against this lawless exercise of power economically and militarily.
Former Danish Foreign Minister, former President of the UN General Assembly, Mons Lykketoft, thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you for calling me.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.